Tenancy laws seem to be changing a lot lately, don't they? Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney joins 101.5 this morning to bring some clarity to the latest changes for both leaseor and leasee. Good morning, Talia.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners.
Talia, what have you got for us today?
Well, Debbie, we're talking about some updates to tenancy laws. We've had a few wet weeks of late, and I know for most people this will mean more maintenance and attention is due around the home and garden. For owner-occupiers, it's a necessary part of home ownership, but what about for those who rent or lease their property? This segment, we'll take a brief look over the relatively new minimum housing standards that came into full effect in September 2024, as well as responsibilities of both parties when renting. The purpose of the new housing standards is to ensure that all Queensland rental properties are safe, secure, and functional. They apply to all types of tenancies, including general tenancies, movable dwellings, and rooming accommodation agreements. While there are a number of requirements, the main focus is on provision of habitable dwellings that are weatherproof, structurally sound, and provide adequate privacy and security. We have seen some extreme weather of late, which makes these requirements all the more important and perhaps tricky to define. So what does weatherproof entail? Well, the roofing and windows must prevent water from entering the premises when it rains. Of course, during extreme events, such as cyclonic conditions or heavy and prolonged downpours, water may enter a dwelling no matter how secure the premises may be. In exceptional circumstances, these requirements may not apply or apply in a different manner. Each circumstance will turn on its own facts and will be determined accordingly. Structurally sound means the building must be safe for the tenant to live in, and the walls, ceiling and roof be in good condition. Significant dampness can create its own issues with rot and mould. If any of these appear in a rental property, a tenant should notify their landlord or property manager as soon as they become aware of the issue. As ever, with legal issues, responsibility for repair will depend on the cause. Issues arising from leaks, termite infestation, or reasonable use or wear and tear on a property will be the responsibility of the property manager or landlord to promptly rectify. If an issue is caused by the actions of the tenant, such as mould from excess steam buildup or vermin infestation, the tenant bears the responsibility of rectification. Where a property does not comply with the standards, tenants have a range of options available to them. This may include requesting emergency repairs be undertaken, vacating the property, or seeking an order with QCAT for resolution of either of those matters if a landlord is not responding appropriately to the tenant's concerns. I acknowledge that tenants may, however, be reluctant to make waves with their landlord in the current housing market, well known for its shortages and shortcomings. As with many civil issues, the approach of one party to another should be courteous and with the mind to resolve the matter between them. Indeed, the formal QCAT process should be a matter of last resort, as it can take months to unfold and be formally resolved.
Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney, thanks for joining us and keeping our community informed and connected.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks for your time and thanks for our listeners tuning in.
It was lovely having you. That was a lot of information to digest. If you'd like to listen again, head to the 101.5fm.com.au website. And while you're there, why not tell us what you think about the rental situation?